This is embarrassing, but I was in my hotel room. I'm not gonna lie, I was jerking off, like. And I was like really sweating it out. And this is when I knew I was old. I just gave up in the middle, like nothing even happened. I don't like looking at my dick anymore. My dick looks distinguished. It's old, an old looking dick. It's got salt and pepper hair all around it. My dick looks like Morgan Freeman in the 90s. Without the dots. My dick narrates. Dave pulled me out and started jerking me around. But not with the same vigor as when he was young. He and I both knew nothing was coming out. I see my age in my children. I came home from the road. This is not long ago. I've been gone for, if you can picture, I was gone for weeks and weeks. And when I came back, nobody was home. Now, one person in my family thought that maybe I'd like to see them when I got back. Like, they knew when I was coming back, but they just weren't home. And that shit was a wake-up call. You know, like when my kids were little and the tour bus would pull up to the house, these motherfuckers would spill out. Dad is home. Hooray! And they'd hug me and kiss me. And then as the years went on, they'd get less interested. Hey, everybody, look, it's Mr. Promises back from the road. But empty house, that's some cold shit. And I went into my oldest son's room. I was like, hello. He was gone. And I'd never done this thing before, but for some reason I just did it. I just looked through his shit. Just to see who this motherfucker was becoming. And I found these notebooks and I started going through the notebooks and it was all this wonderful poetry in them. Written as his handwriting. I didn't even know this nigga wrote poems. And then I looked through his drawers and I opened up his middle drawer and I found this rolling paper. And I looked down at them papers like, oh, that's where that poetry's coming from. And that shit broke my heart. I mean, I smoke weed, but I mourned my son's innocence. And I cried a little bit. And I took his papers upstairs to my room. Rolled some weed that I'd hid from the family. And I got really high. And then I got paranoid. So I put his papers back how I found them. So he wouldn't know what I was up to. This nigga won't even know that happened until he sees his special. Yeah, nigga, I found your papers. He's a cold motherfucker. Let me tell you, this kid is only 16 years old. Listen to what he did to me. This motherfucker calls me up in the middle of the night. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. He goes, Dad, don't be mad. I knew something was terribly wrong. I said, what's going on? He said, listen, I'm fine. And don't forget, you told me to do this. I'm at a party, and my designated driver had too much to drink. And me and my friends need you to come pick us up. I said, Jesus Christ, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, nigga. I am shit-faced. But I figured, fuck, it's better me than some kid. I might as well roll the dice and go pick my nigga up. I said, all right, I'm coming to get you. Just give me the address and I'll be right there. And then he gave me the address and I was shocked. I said, son, you are not going to believe this, but I'm at the same party, nigga. Thank you.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
There you go. That was Judas Priest and Painkiller. And the reason why I played that, let me, I always jump ahead, don't I? I was watching on last week on Sky Arts, and Judas Priest was on it, and British Steel, the album, was on it, and I seen Rob Halford, and I decided that, he still looks as young as he did back in the day when he was kicking out songs, and they're still going at the minute, and he still looks young as hell. He doesn't look his age, that's for sure. So that was Judas Priest with Painkiller, and before that you had Dave Chappelle on Finding Out His Son Smokes Weed. You are welcome to me, the Liam Burke Show, with me, Liam Burke. You're welcome to the Liam Burke Show, with me, Liam Burke, of course. A lot of stuff going on. I have another three tracks from, the last three tracks from the album Big Kiss from Roy Shields coming up as well. I'm going to throw in the Altered Lines one again. And I have another band coming up as well. They're Canadian, but the man that put the band together is an Irishman. And I'll tell you more about that in a little while. And play a track from as well, of course. So, lots more to do. And did you hear it? Did you hear last Sunday? CHCR.org is... I was on the Alien Show with Alex Blass. Alex is... He does the Alien Show on CHCR.org. And he asked me, as part of the Irish Gathering, to give him, mix up a few songs for him, let him know. And then he said to me, he said, what about you doing a couple of songs? Then he said, what about you doing the whole show? So Alex was doing bits and pieces in between the show as well. And it went out, and I happened to be listening to it while the FLA started in Drogheda. So I was doing an Irish show on Canadian radio for an Irish gathering over there that went out on the day that the FLA started in Drogheda. And the FLA is going 90 in Drogheda. It's absolutely cracking. Was same last year, and it's very well put together again this year. And by looking at the way it's going, and with all the cracking to carry on with it, I think we'll have to head over maybe to Mullingar next year, where it is over there, and we'll have to go over there for a night or two just to see the crack over there. But it brings an awful lot of money into the economy in Drogheda at the minute, and the main street, of course, is closed off, but it is fantastic. The kids are out on the streets, and people are throwing a couple of coppers into their caps, and they are delighted going home. Some kids are making a very few quid out of it, and some kids are much better than some of the adults as well, I might say. So there you go. That was the FLA is kicked off in Drogheda, and the show. So you can, I think, Alex said that during the week, if you go on to CHCR.org, it's been played again a couple of times, the show, throughout the week. I'm not just sure yet what days, but I'll have a look through and see if we can figure it out for you, and you can check out the Irish show if you missed it on Sunday. Why did you miss it? But it's going out Canadian time, but I'll find out what that is during the week. So I'll find out what it is for during the week, so you can listen to it. Anyway, time to keep moving. And these guys were in town last week, which I didn't know about until it was too late when I seen people putting up the posts of it. And it is Joel O'Keefe and Airborne with Breaking Out of Hell. to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will let
there you go, there's Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower. As I said, I've got a couple of tracks, some Irish bands. There's great Irish music out there at the minute. As I was telling you about, Roy Shields has a new album out, and it's out since the 15th of July. So you can get it now on royshields.com, or you can get it I don't think he has it on Spotify yet. He might have one or two tracks on it at the minute. But you can get it on Spotify on royshields.com, and it is, of course, called Big Kiss. Here is track 13 from Big Kiss, and it's called Tragic Romance. There you go, it was Mr. Roy Shields and Tragic Romance from the album Big Kiss. You can check it out on royshields.com and £15, 15 songs, can't go too far wrong. We've got the other track coming from Altered Lines as well, and as I said, from a Canadian band with an Irish man that started off the band, and we've got that coming up as well. Plus, I do hope to get in contact with the guy that started up, which is Dave Gorman, and I hope to get in contact with Dave over the next while, and we have a little bit of chat on the radio here with Dave, with a bit of luck. Yes, as I said, that was a Tragic Romance from Roy Shields. And what about a bit of this from Motorhead? It's Born to Raise Hell.
There's another.
There you go, that was Altered Lines and First Time. And that's another new band from Dublin, so check them out as well. You can get them on Spotify, Instagram and Facebook. And do stream the music because it is a fantastic song, as you hear just there. Now it's time for some more comedy and lots more great music still to come. But in the meantime, here is Chris Rock talking about food.
That's right, man. I mean, I don't fuck around. I don't do no job. I don't get high at all. Part of the main reason I fuck around, my big brother. Big brother, junkie, alcoholic. But he doesn't eat pork because pork's no good for you. People are full of shit, man. People shoot heroin and go, you know red meat to kill you. What do you mean red meat to kill you? Only in America will we say some bullshit like red meat to kill you. We got too much food in America. Too much food. What do you mean red meat to kill you? People are starving all over the world. What do you mean red meat to kill you? No. Don't eat no red meat? No. Don't eat no green meat, okay? What you talking about? Yo, if you're one of the chosen few people on this earth that's lucky enough to get your hands on a steak, bite the shit out of it, okay? Man, we got so much food. You realize America's the only country in the whole world that makes people feel bad for being fat? The only country in the whole world. People starving all over the world. If you fat someplace else, people are like, damn, how you do that? That's amazing. I gotta hang with you. Oh, you think you're all that with your fat ass? Well, I'll put on some weight. We gonna hang. Too much food in America, man. We got so much food in America, we're allergic to food. Allergic to food. Hungry people ain't allergic to shit. So you think anybody in Rwanda's got a fucking lactose intolerance? Then we got some people don't eat pork. What the fuck is that shit about? You don't eat pork. You don't eat pork. Some people don't eat pork for religious reasons, which I think is dumb. I ain't shitting on nobody's religion. But I refuse to believe that on Judgment Day, my diet's going to come into question, okay? What you eat don't got shit to do with who you are as a person, okay? Hey, God, I killed a bunch of kids, but I ain't right. That ain't gonna happen, man. No. See, people don't realize, like, religious books were written by man. Man wrote everything, right? Man wrote the Bible, man wrote the Quran, man wrote the Torah, all that shit written by man. And thousands of years ago, before there was, you know, like 5,000 years ago, before there was Reynolds Wrap, before there was refrigerators, before there was freezers, before there was seasoning, a pork chop might kill you. That's right. One drop. Oh, I'm dead. But times have changed. That's right. See, times have changed. People, you know, 5,000 years ago, it's like, damn, this pork is killing everybody. How can we get people to not eat pork? Okay, tell them God said don't eat it. And everybody says, okay, God said don't eat it. They stop eating it. Times have changed, though. And now we got refrigerators. We got freezers. We got Saran Wrap. We got Reynolds Wrap. Now a pork chop's your friend. That's right. If you starving, a pork chop will save your life. Shit, I eat a pig's ass. They cook it, right? Yo, man, my family's from the South. You know people from the South love some pork. No matter what you eating down South, they got some pork in it. Hey, there's some good fish. What kind of fish is this? Pork fish. You know what the nastiest part of pork is? Pig feet. Pig feet be sitting in that old-ass jar. That same jar been sitting in the store since you was about 14 years old. And the pig feet are floating around that liquid, the brown, beige, rust liquid. What is the liquid? What is that, pig piss? And people actually pick out the pig feet. No, not that one. The other one. Like, it's a difference in nasty-ass pig feet. No, give me that one. The one with the nail in it. No, the athlete's pig foot.
He's got the armor out of school. and Scotty from Star Trek, James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson, yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
You damn right. Yes, you are listening to me, Liam Bourke, on The Liam Bourke Show. You can get me on Instagram, you can get me on Facebook, you can get me on CastBox, you can get me on Spotify, you can get me on liambourkeshow.com, and anywhere else you want to try and avoid, that's where you go. That was Escape from Journey. And really, really, when you listen to that song, it takes you way back to when Vincent Handley used to do the MTUSA on a Sunday, which was here in Ireland. For everyone that's listening, it was done here in Ireland. It was a 3-hour show that was done. It was way before MTV, and Vincent Handley used to do it on one of the Irish stations every Sunday, and we'd all sit still. Nobody was allowed to talk. You weren't allowed to move. If you had to pee, you sit still for 3 hours until the show was over. Nobody moved for the 3 hours. Vincent Handley has passed away since. He's I think he had AIDS at the time, but he absolutely classic. And as a friend of mine, Noel Duff, pointed out the other day, he seemed to have the duffel coat on him even during the summer when he was doing it, because he was always doing it from New York. And we were talking about that the other day. But it just so happens that we were in a house the other day and we were doing a staircase, and the guy that owns the house, his dad was next door, and he's a big musician, this guy. His dad was telling us all about him. Well, he had told Noel about him before. Noel had told me about him. And I just said, I must get in contact with him. The guy's name is Dave Gorman. Dave has been living in Vancouver for the last 10 years, and he's over there with a band as well. He's very, very big musically. He's very big into the music over there, playing. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and Dave is I'm going to try and get an interview with Dave, and we'll find out more about the band, how it started, all that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, it's just amazing the way you get work in some place, and then the next minute you find out about someone else and how things work and how people get in contact with people, and this is how it brings it all. But Dave, as I said, is from between Summerhill and Kilcock, and he is moved over to Vancouver back 10 years ago, I think his father said, Johnny, and he was telling us, and he started off a band, got guys together and toured all over Vancouver, playing at different places, and he's doing pretty well over there. So hopefully, as I said, in the next couple of weeks, I want to get a chat with Dave Gorman, and we'll find out more about this band, which is Aviator Shades. And here is a track from Aviator Shades. It's called Burn It Down. We'll be right back. Sorry about that. It just happened. It just so sensitive it touched it. That was Aviator Shades, Burn It Down. It is a classic song. I have lots more of them in the YouTube account, and we will play some more of them. And as I did say to you, I will get in contact with Dave over the next couple of weeks, Dave Gorman. I want to actually just... On that, it was just about out. I feel terrible now that I didn't get to the end. But anyway, it was only a bit, I think there was 10 seconds left. But here is a couple of the comments that's underneath that. You can check it out on YouTube yourself. It says another timeless rock song. Wicked video for a great song. Nice walk. Can't wait to see you on 20th at Ocean Park Hall. That's obviously over in Vancouver or over in Canada itself. Let me see a couple more here. Oh, look at you boys rock it up and burn it down. Well done. And then, wow, that was a great, plenty of love here. The track is fan-freaking-tastic. Been waiting eagerly to hear what your efforts were in the studio produced single. Does not disappoint. High energy, high awesomeness, high fives all around. The video itself looks like it was a hell of a lot of fun to make. Everyone involved should give themselves a pat on the back. Well done. That's another one. And another couple here yet. Come back to Serena soon. You guys made me so happy. Rocking. This rocks. Love it. See, there's a few more there. Rocking video, gents. Unreal. Freaking good song too. Freaking rock. Sorry for the language. This song is wicked. That's not me saying sorry, that's someone else here. Awesome stuff, guys. That's just a kind of... Oh, here's one at the bottom. Let me just finish this one off here. Awesome new tune by the Shady Aviators. The tune... that tune will be burning up the charts. I just heard it on Rock 107 in Trenton, Ontario. Can't wait to hear the new album and see the amazing band in concert. Another great song, boys. Please come to Ontario soon. There you go. That was a lot of love for Aviator Shades. And Dave Gorman, his frontman, is Dave Gorman that is actually singing in that as well. He's a multi-instrumentalist as well, which is absolutely cracking. Just check him out on YouTube. You will not go wrong. It's Aviator Shades. And as I said, in the next couple of weeks, I hope to have a chat with Dave here on the podcast and let you hear what a gent he is. Because if he's half as nice as his dad, he'd really be doing well. And I'm saying the air because the family seemed to be a great family as it is. And when I got in contact with him, he just loved that we made contact with him about the music. So I'm sure Dave is not shy to talk about music. Anyway, here's another track from The Doors, and it is 5-2-1.
Going make it, baby, in our prime. Got together one more time. Get together one more time. Get together one more time. Get together.
There you go, there's the Doors and 5-1, even though it's not 5-1, it's now 10-7. Anyway, there you go, that was the Doors. And another, just letting you know about the Alien Show, it also goes out, it goes live, which it did on Sunday last, the 11th of August. It goes live at 2 p.m. on 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Canadian time. So if you want to check out Alex each week, why not check him out on Sunday, 2 to 4, which is normally live. But I think the repeats of that show, which might give you the repeats of the other show as well, is on Saturday, 2 to 4. And then on Wednesday and Monday night, it's also repeated at 8 p.m. And they're all Canadian time. They're not Irish time. Canadian time's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a Wednesday and Monday, and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on a Saturday. That's the repeats. Sunday is usually the live one. Have a listen to that and check it out as well. It's fantastic. Great show, and it was great to be part of the Irish Gathering over in Ontario, in Killaloo, and hopefully we'll do some more stuff with the boys over there. I was saying to Alex, maybe we can work some other stuff into it as well, but anyway, we'll try that out. Anyway, here's another track from Big Kiss from Roy Shields, and it is, of course, called Adrenaline.
Yeah. Thank you. thing.
What we've got here is failure.
I'm a father. I love my son. I love my son the same way that I love cigarettes. I like to hold him for 5 minutes every hour, and the rest of the time I'm thinking about how he's fucking killing me. Like, he's a good little boy. He's a great little fella. I really like him. My girlfriend super loves him, though. It's fucking creepy. And I'm glad I have a son. That worked out good for me. I wouldn't be a good father to a girl. Wouldn't be good for me. Nothing weird. Wouldn't fuck it. I just don't get along with women. You know how it is. I don't want them in my house. And so, because you drink. For example, okay, when Hank was born, the couple over the road, within 2 weeks of Hank being born, had a baby girl. And rightly or wrongly, the first thing that went through my head was, ah, that's great. I hope Hank fucks that one day. That's what I think, because that's what I think about my son. I hope when he's of age, he just fucks everything. I don't care if my son is gay or straight. All I care about is when he's of age that he gets every bit of fucking pussy or cock that he desires. That is my dream for my son. But never in the history of fathers and daughters has a father held his baby girl and gone, ah, I hope you have a lot of cocks through you in your life. I hope you're never shy of a cock. I hope you pass out at parties and all the boys are queuing up. And not just me, women treat baby girls and baby boys differently as well. My girlfriend goes to the gym every morning. I go there very occasionally. And when you go to the gym, there's a little daycare crash thing in the gym where you can hand your child off. And inside that daycare, there's like three women in their 50s. They're very nice ladies. And you hand your kid off and he plays. And then when you finish your workout, you come and get him. And there's a woman that works there who just loves my son. She sees all the other kids, but she loves Hank. And Hank fucking loves her. And the two of them light up when they see each other. And it's super cute. I bring Hank up the stairs and he starts going, trying to reach at her. Right? And she does this. She goes, everyone, my boyfriend's here. Here's my boyfriend. Give him here. He's my boyfriend. And then she kisses him and she goes, my boyfriend gives me kisses. My boyfriend gives me kisses. It's fucking adorable. But I tried doing that with a baby girl. Let's say you go to the gym, there's a daycare, me and a couple of my mates are working there. Hey, everyone, my girlfriend's here. Give her here, she's my girlfriend. My girlfriend gives me kisses, you know that, right? She's always giving me kisses. Enjoy your workout, don't worry about a thing.
There you go, that was Blackstone Cherry, me and Mary Jane. And before that you had Jim Jefferies with Daycare. Now, as I said, I want to give one more track off the album, Big Kiss by Roy Shields, and I want to play that for you. And it is the last track on the album, so do go to royshields.com and check it out and maybe pick it up. It's 15 quid, or you can get the EP as well and the album for 20 quid for both. Here is the last track on the album. Here's a fantastic track called Samantha. There you go, that was Samantha from Roy Shields off the new album called Big Kiss, and you can find it on royshields.com and check out all the songs are on that album, 15 songs, 15 quid, or you can get the EP as well for 20 quid for both. That's Big Kiss, and don't forget to check out Altered Lines as well with their new song, First Time. And as I said, check out Aviator Shades as well with Dave Gorman. And there's lots of stuff up on Facebook with they are on Facebook as well, but also on YouTube. And check it out. It's the Aviator Shades. And Dave is from between Kilcock and Summerhill. And you can check him out there on YouTube as well. Now, here's a track. I haven't played these guys for a while, and I should really play them for a while. But here's Blackberry Smoke with Freedom Song.
The man I used to see, I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shifts, the weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain.
That's Blackberry Smoke, the Freedom Song from the album A Little Piece of Dixie. And it's time for me to dander out of town. And just to let you know that you can get me on liamburkshow.com, on Facebook. You can get me on Instagram, Spotify, Castbox, and all them other places. And you can get me at guitarstoney1969 @gmail.com as well. And also check out Aviator Shades. As I said, I hope to have a chat with Dave Gorman over the next couple of weeks, and also then check out Forced Lines or Altered Lines with Forced Time, and also Roy Shields with the new album Big Kiss, and it's out a while now, so it's ready and waiting for you to pick it up. So it's time for me to get out of here and say adios, and I'll see you all next week. Liam Burke signing off the Liam Burke Show, and I'm going to leave you with a track now from Poison, and we're having nothing but a good time. Till next week, take it easy, adios.